Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. Okay, today this inshallah is going to be our 31st session, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fahd Abdurrahim, Islamic University Medina Arabic Language Institute. And today inshallah we'll be continuing in this 31st session with lesson 28. So from the homework assignment, we know that we are going to have a quick review of the English key, both points of the English key, but mainly, yani the first point, which is maful and mutlaq and everything related to it. And then we're going to reread and translate the Arabic text, even though we read it last week, but kind of hastily because of the time running out. We're going to reread the Arabic text and translate it. And then we're going to come back to it again later on when we do exercise number 3. So we're going to read the Arabic text, we're going to translate the Arabic text, and then we're going to read, translate, and check your answers to the comprehension exercise number 1. That's immediately after the Arabic text. And then we're going to do exercise number 2, which is the definition and uses of the maful and mutlaq, and the words which deputize for the master. And then we'll read, translate, and check your answers to exercise number 3, which is actually going back to the Arabic text and looking for the maful and mutlaq and those things that substitute for the maful and mutlaq, and mentioning the type of each one of them. So exercise number 3 is going to be the main exercise for today, from the Arabic dialogue or text at the beginning of the lesson. All right, let me just open this up here. Now, okay. All right. Let me see something wrong here. All right. All right, let's read a quick review of the... And since we're going to do this in Arabic today, and we're going to do this explanation of the maf'ul mutlaq in exercise number 2 today, everything related to it. Its definition and its different uses, and as well as the words that deputize for the master. And we're going to look at, so all of that we're going to be doing today in the, we're going to be reading from Arabic. We're going to be reading that from Arabic today. So we're just going to quickly review the English, and then we'll read the Arabic dialogue and translate it and answer the comprehension questions, and then we'll do the explanation of maful and mutlaq. That's in exercise number 2 in detail, and then exercise number 3 will be to identify the maful and mutlaq that came in the Arabic dialogue in the text, and those things that substitute for the masdar, along with mentioning what type of maful and mutlaq it is and what type of substitute for the masdar it is. Okay, so this is going to be yani exercise number 3, exercise number 2 and 3. These exercises are going to be very, very important today. Okay, we're going to quick review English key. Lesson 28, page 125. First thing that it does is give us the definition of the maf'ul al-mutlaq. It is the masdar of the verb occurring. Yani the masdar is the infinitive. It's a noun that has the meaning of the action of the verb. It has a meaning of action, but it doesn't have reference to time or the one doing the action. So it's not a verb, it's a noun, but it has the meaning of the action of the verb. So the masdar or the infinitive is the noun that has the meaning of the action of the verb that occurs in the sentence used along with the verb. So the masdar is going to come in the sentence used along with the verb for the sake of emphasis. That's the definition as they gave it. Of course, we know that there are other uses for the maful and mutlaq, but the first and main use of the maf'ul al-mutlaq is emphasis, to emphasize, ta'keed, to emphasize the meaning of the of its verb that it comes in the sentence with. Okay, also it mentions in the definition of the maf'ul al-mutlaq that it's mansoob. So the maf'ul al-mutlaq is from amongst those things that are mansoob. The second thing that it mentions in the English key is the maf'ul al-mutlaq has four uses. Four uses. It is used for emphasis, as we've just mentioned, as in kallamallahu Musa taklima. So taklima is the master, is emphasizing the verb kallama. Allah spoke to Musa directly in a real speech. The second use is to specify the number of times of the action of the verb, as in tubiya al-kitab taba'atain. So taba'atain is the master, is telling us that the number of times that the printing took place is twice. The third use is to specify the type of the action, the type of the action of the verb. The example he gave us is mata mauta ash-shuhada. He died the death of martyrs. So here mauta is a masdar and is telling us what type of death this verb, yani what was the type of the death that's represented by this verb, the death of martyrs. The fourth usage, and these are the three main uses, to emphasize the meaning of the verb, to specify the number of times that action of the verb took place, or to specify the type, the nawr, yani the nawr of the fi'l, what was the type of that action. The fourth use for the masdar, the maf'ul al-mutlaq, is a substitute for the verb, yani a masdar that takes the place of the verb. The verb is not mentioned. So the masdar here is used to represent the meaning of a verb. For example, they gave us sabaran. This is a masdar. No verb is mentioned. Somebody says sabaran, have patience. Here the masdar is a substitute for the imperative form of the verb isbir. Instead of using the verb, the masdar may be used to represent the verb. Same thing with shukran is a masdar. No verb is mentioned here. Somebody says shukran, it means I thank you. So here the masdar is a substitute for the mudari verb ashkuru. Ashkuru, I thank, I am thankful. Alright, so these are the four uses of the maf'ul al-mutlaq: to emphasize the meaning of the verb, to clarify the number of times the action of the verb took place, or the type of the action of the verb, or to substitute for the verb itself. Yani, the fourth use is that the masdar substitutes for the verb. The next subject that we want to deal with is words which substitute for the masdar. Okay? From the uses of the maf'ul al-mutlaq is that a masdar can substitute for the fi'l. Now we're talking about words that substitute for the masdar itself. Substituting for the masdar. So the following words deputize or substitute for the masdar and are therefore mansoob and are grammatically regarded as maf'ul al-mutlaq. Very, very important. These words that substitute for the masdar take the ruling of the masdar, meaning they are referred to as maf'ul al-mutlaq and therefore they are also mansoob. So there are eight types of words that can substitute or deputize for the masdar, not for the verb, for the masdar. The first of them are expressions like kullu, ba'd, and a, where these words are used with the actual masdar being connected to them in idafa as the mudaf ilayh. The second type of word that substitute for the masdar is a number which is followed by the actual masdar as its tamyiz. So the number is the maf'ul al-mutlaq, it's mansub, and the masdar becomes its tamyiz, yani the thing that clarifies what that number represents. Number three, an adjective of the masdar, yani the masdar itself being omitted. So an adjective, yani for the masdar, comes in place of the masdar. The masdar is not mentioned here, but rather its adjective, its sifa is mentioned in place of the masdar itself. The fourth thing that substitutes for the masdar is an ism, ism al-masdar. Yani ism al-masdar is not a masdar itself, but it's a word which has the same meaning as the masdar, but it has less letters. The fifth, and all of this we're going to be looking at in Arabic, right? So I'm just kind of like going through it just to give us an overview, outline of what we're going to be dealing with in terms of al-maf'ul al-mutlaq. The fifth word, type of word that substitutes for the masdar is a cognate masdar. So there are two types. A, the masdar of the mujarrab verb, while the verb used in the sentence is mazid. In other words, there's a masdar for a mujarrab verb that is used in a sentence after a verb that's a mazid verb. So they're from the same root, but the masdar that came is not for the mazid verb that's mentioned in the sentence, but it's rather a masdar for a mujarrad verb that doesn't have any extra letters to modify its meaning. The second type of cognate masdar is the masdar from a mazid verb, but it's from a different mazid verb than the verb that comes in the sentence. So the verb that came in the sentence is a fi'l mazid, thulathi mazid, for example. And then the masdar that comes is also a thulathi mazid, but not the same bab. Yani one of them, for example, the verb is from bab tafa'ala, and the masdar is from the verb fa'ala. So they're both mazid, and they're from the same root, but they're different abwab of mazid. The sixth type of word that substitutes for the masdar is a demonstrative pronoun, ism ishara, with the masdar as its bedel. The masdar comes after it as its bedel. So the ism ishara is grammatically understood to be the maful on mutlaq. It's mabniyun, so we say it's fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be, mansub, and then its bedel is the actual masdar. It comes as a bedel, and the bedel has the same i'rab as the mubdal minhum. The seventh type of word that substitutes for the masdar is a pronoun referring back to the masdar. A pronoun that refers back to the masdar itself. So because it's referring back to the masdar, it's representing the meaning of that masdar, and therefore we say it's maf'ulun mutlaq, and pronouns are mabniun, so we say it's maf'ulun mutlaq, yani mabniun fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be, mansub. And the final, the eighth and final word that substitutes for a masdar is a synonym, muradif or mumathil, yani that has the same meaning as the masdar, but yani from a different verb, from a different root, but representing the same meaning. And all of these we're going to look at in detail in the Arabic text. Also, in this English key, the second matter that we dealt with related to the maf'ul al-mutlaq are different types of masdar. Yani because the maf'ul al-mutlaq is a masdar, right? So there are various types of masdars that we might see. One of them is the masdar al-marra. This masdar denotes how many times the action of the verb took place. Once, twice, three times, or more. It's on the pattern of fa'latun. Fa'latun. Yani the first radical fa takes fatha. The second radical, the ayn, takes sukoon. And the third radical, yani the lam, the third radical takes fatha, followed by ta marbuta. Fa'latun. Like darbatun. Another type of masdar is masdar al-hay'a, the masdar of manner. Yani explains the type of the action, the manner in which the action occurs. It is on the pattern of fi'latun. Yani the first radical fa takes kasra, the second radical ayn takes sukoon, the third radical takes fatha, followed by ta mabuta. Fi'latun, like jilsatun or mishyatun. And note that the masdar al-hay'a is with kasra, fi'latun, and the masdar al-marra is with fatha, fa'alatun. Another type of masdar is masdar mimi, al-masdar al-mimi. It is on the pattern of maf'al, or with tarmabuta, maf'alatun, or maf'il, also with tarmabuta, maf'ilatun. So maf'al with fatha on the ayn, or maf'il with kasra. And both of them may also take ta marbuta, like ma'rifa and maghfira and so on. So this is a quick summary of the English key dealing with the maf'ul al-mutlaq, its definition, its different ways that it is used, the words, which different types of words that substitute for the masdar, and then some of the different types of masdar. Masdar al-marra, masdar al-hay'a, and masdar Mimi. Okay, After that, we're going to go to the Arabic text, and we're going to reread the Arabic text that we read last week, somewhat hastily. All right, so we're going to read, we're going to translate, and we're not going to look at the maful and mutlaq in any detail, because we're going to come back to that as exercise number 3 and identify every maful mutlaq and its type and the things that substitute for the master, and what type of substitute that is. We're going to look at that in detail in exercise number 3. So in the reading here, we're going to read, we're going to translate, and we'll just kind of like generally quickly pass over the things that are new in this lesson, any of the maful and mutlaq and the different types of master. But not in detail, right? Because we're going to come back to it in exercise number 3. What I want to do here is read the dialogue, a better reading than the hasty reading last week, and translate it likewise in a better way, maybe, than we translated last week, and then go to the exercise. Okay, so page 238 and page 239. Again, before I read, let me just take a moment and remind us that the reading of this Arabic dialogue, the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson, is very, very, very important. And if a person has studied the English key and they understand the points well, the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson is to help us to see it in context. To see it in context. In a dialogue, in a discussion, how these different types of words are used. And this also helps us to be able to express ourselves in writing and in speaking by seeing the formulation of sentences in the dialogue. And it also helps us to improve our reading skills and reading comprehension, meaning our ability to read Arabic and to pronounce the words correctly. And we practice reading in an audible voice. If possible, reading to our study partner. If we have a study partner or a group that we study with, even by telephone, it's very, very important to read these dialogues together. And reading comprehension as well. Yani, the more we read, the better we'll comprehend, yani, Arabic speech. So the dialogue is really, really important. I encourage you to read it for homework more than once. And yani, if you have the diligence and the energy and the initiative to actually write it out, I always say write out the exercises, and that's to improve our writing skills. If you write it out, it will help you not only in your writing skills, but it will help you to learn the words and to just improve your Arabic in general. Okay, let's read Arabic dialogue, Arabic text at the beginning of page 238. It begins at the top of the page, الدرس الثامن والعشرون, the 28th lesson. This is a discussion between the Mudarris and Hamid and Hamza and Ali and Usama and Al-Harith and Ahmed. Yani, all of them having the students having a discussion with their teacher. Okay, so Hamid begins the discussion, "Quduman mubarakan ya ustadu." Yani, he's saying, "May your arrival be a blessed arrival." Quduman mubarakan, O ustad, O teacher. Mata qadimta min as-safar. Mata qadimta min as-safar. When did you arrive from the journey? The teacher says, and also, I did number this dialogue on page 238 from 1 through 16, and that means I number every single line, even if it is the continuation of a previous line, even if it only has one word on that line. Every single line is numbered on the first page from 1 through 16, and on the second page from 1 through 12. And the reason for the numbering is, as you know if you've been with us, is that when we go through the dialogue looking for things, I don't want to read every word of the dialogue all over again. We're reading it now. I just want to go to line 1, line 2, wherever there's something at. And I'll use these numbers for that purpose. So please try to number your dialogue regularly. Please try to number your dialogue. Okay, so the first line, Hamid says, "Quduman mubarakan ya ustad, mata qadimta min as-safar." The teacher says, "Barakallahu fika." May Allah, yani, bless you, increase you in khair. قَدِمْتُ الْبَارِحَةَ, I have arrived yesterday. By the way, قُدُومًا مُبَارَكًا is a مَفْعُولٌ مُطْلَق. It's a مَفْعُولٌ مُطْلَق, We'll come back to it, inshallah. The teacher says, Barakallah fika, qadimtu al-barihata, and after a pause, ya Hamzatu, aghliq al-baba ighlaqan. And then he says, after a pause, oh Hamza, close the door completely. Yani, ighlaqan is a maful al-mutlaq. Line 3, wa khaffif sur'ata al-mirwahati, and reduce the speed of the fan. Line 4, Hamza says, أتكفي هذه السرعة? Is this speed sufficient? The teacher says, line 5, لا. لقد خففتها كل تخفيف. Indeed, you have reduced it completely. يعني كل تخفيف. This is a مفعول مطلق. يعني وكل is a substitute for the master. أردت أن تخففها بعد تخفيفي. I wanted that you would reduce it, yani some reduction, not completely. بعد تخفيفي. This is also مفعول مطلق, substitute for the master. زدها زيادة طفيفة. Increase it, just a little increase. This is مفعول مطلق, زيادة, يعني طفيفة. لقد قرأت الدرس الجديد قراءتين. Indeed, I have read the new lesson قراءتين. This is مفعول مطلق. Two readings. يوم الأربعاء. On the day of Wednesday. يوم الأربعاء. احتممت في القراءة الأولى بالإعرابي. يعني I gave a lot of attention. يعني احتممت. يعني احتم. يحتم. To give attention to something. I gave a lot of attention in the first reading to the إعراب. يعني the grammatical explanation of the sentences. وفي أثناء القراءة الثانية, and during the second reading, شرحت لكم المفردات الجديدة شرحا وجيزا. And during the second reading, I explained, شرحت لكم المفردات الجديدة, I explained to you the new vocabulary words, شرحا وجيزا. This is a مفعول مطلق. وقبل أن أشرح لكم الدرس شرحا مفصلا أريد أن أسمع منكم الآيات الواردة في هذا الدرس, الآيات الواردة في هذا الدرس فهاتوها. So before, قبل أن أشرح لكم الدرس, before I explain the lesson to you, شرحا مفصلا, this is a مفعول مطلق, شرحا مفصلا أريد أن أسمع, I want to hear from you the ayat al-warida that are mentioned in this lesson. فَهَاتُهَا, so give them to me. Hamid says, from Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 164th ayat, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke to Musa, yani with real speech. تَكْلِيمًا is the مفعول المطلق. Then Hamza says, from Surah Al-Muzammil, 73rd Surah, 4th ayat, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and recite the Quran with a slow, yani, recitation, a slow measured recitation, slow style. Tartila is the maful al-mutlaq. Ali says in line 13, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Taslima is the maful al-mutlaq. Indeed, Allah and His angels are making salat, yani Allah's salat is praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the salat of the angels is asking for forgiveness for them, or some other meanings like that, praying for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, are giving the salat upon the Prophet, yani praising the Prophet from Allah and making dua for the Prophet from the angels. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما, make salat upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and سلموا تسليما, yani pray for his, yani that Allah grant him peace and safety and security. This is from Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 56th Ayat. Usama mentions from Surah Al-Abasa, 80th Surah, 24th, 5th and 6th Ayat, فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثُمَّ شَقَقَنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا. يعني فَلْيَنْظُرْ, so let the human being, let him look, he must look, إِلَى طَعَمِهِ, to his food. أَنَّا صَبَبَنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّ, look at how, كَيْفَ صَبَبَنَا, we have poured down the water, يعني in abundance. ثُمَّ شَقَقَنَا الْأَرْضَ, and then we broke open or split open the earth, شَقَّا, a splitting. And this صَبَّن is the مَفْعُول المطلق, and شَقَّن is مَفْعُول المطلق, يعني relating back to شَقَقَنَا صَبَّن, relating back to صَبَبَنَا. Now, turning to page 239, top of the page, I've numbered this page from 1 through 12. Al-Harith says in line 1, يعني from Surah Al-Ahzab 33 Surah, 33rd Surah, 70th and 71st Ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, observe taqwa of Allah, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and say a word or a speech that is truthful, يعني that is correct, that is يعني on the mark. قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, يعني this is مَفْعُولٌ مُطْلَقٌ. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, Allah will rectify your deeds. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, then he has indeed achieved a great success. And this is مَفْعُولٌ مطلق also. فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, مَفْعُولٌ مطلق. In line 4, Hamid says, from Surah An-Nur, يعني 24th Surah, 3rd Ayat, 24th Surah, Surah An-Nur, 24th Surah, 3rd Ayat, saying of Allah, الزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِي فَاجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدَةٍ. يعني الزَّانِيَة وَالزَّانِي, the female who committed zina, illegal sexual relations, and the male, الزَّانِي who committed illegal sexual relations, فَاجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا, then whip each one of them, مِيَةَ جَلْدَة, 100 stripes, 100 whip times. And this مِيَةَ جَلْدَة, this is مَفْعُول مُطْلَق, يعني مِيَة being the مَفْعُول مُطْلَق mansub with فَتَة, and جِلْدَة being the original master, مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ, يعني or its تَمْيِيز. Line 6, Usama says from, or reads from Surah Al-Ahzab, again 33rd Surah, 33rd Ayah, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, to the end of the ayah, and don't display yourselves like the تَبَرُّج الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. تَبَرُّج الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, جَاهِلِيَّةِ is the مَفْعُول مُطْلَق, يعني تَبَرُّج, تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, يعني the times of ignorance. Don't display yourselves as the people display themselves in the times of ignorance, the first, yani the beginning of Jahiliyyah, yani the first time of ignorance, Jahiliyyah al-Ula. In line 7, the teacher says, Ya Ahmed, O Ahmed. In line 8, Ahmed says, Labayka Ya Ustaz, here I am answering your call, O Ustaz. The teacher says, Atajlisu fi al-fasli hadha al-julus, are you sitting in this classroom with this type of sitting? And here, يعني هذا الجلوس is مفعول مطلق. يعني the اسم إشارة is the مفعول المطلق, and الجلوس the master is its بدل. أتجلس في الفصل هذا الجلوس, are you sitting in the classroom in this manner of sitting? اجلس جلسة طالب علم, sit the sitting of a student of knowledge. This is also مفعول مطلق, جلسة طالب العلم. Number 10, in line 10, Ahmed says, سَمَعًا وَطَاعَةً, and this is also, يعني مفعول مطلق, يعني where the master is substituting for the verb. The master is substituting for the verb. سَمَعًا طَاعًا means hear, hearing, and obeying. يعني I hear and I obey. يعني as you have commanded me to sit up like the student of knowledge, so I hear and obey. Line 11, the teacher says, الآن أملي عليكم كلمات من الدرسي إملاء. At this time now, I'm going to dictate to you all. أملي عليكم كلمات من الدرس, some words from the lesson. إملاء. And this is also مفعول مطلق. يعني إملاء, emphasizing the meaning of the verb أملي. فاكتبوا. So write. I'm going to dictate to you some words from the lesson. يعني dictation. And so therefore write them. The last line 12, Usama says, مهلا يا أستاذ لما نستعد. يعني take your time, take it easy, slow down, oh Ustadh. We haven't yet prepared ourselves, we are not yet ready. And this mahlan is also maf'ul mutlaq, yani where the masdar takes the place of the verb. And we'll go into the details of that when we come to exercise number 3. Okay, so this is the reading of the dialogue in, I hope, a better manner than we read it last week, in that hasty fashion. And we're going to come back to this dialogue, as I said, for exercise number 3. But right now what we're going to do is go to the exercises. On the top of page 40, exercise number 1 says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer concerning the following questions. Number 1. متى قدم المدرس من السفر. When did the teacher return or arrive from traveling? When did the teacher arrive from traveling? Before I answer this question, I just want to make a note. I meant to mention this in the actual text of the lesson, the dialogue. But I just want to mention that the verb here, قَدِمَ يَقْدَمُ, it means to arrive. And from the same root is قَدَمَ with فَتَّة instead of كَسْرَ. قَدَمَ يَقْدُمُ, it means to precede, to come ahead. قَدَمَ, to come ahead, to precede. قَدِمَ means to arrive. Alright, so just want to make a note of that. I meant to make a note in when we were reading the dialogue. It came somewhere in the dialogue. But in any case, قَدِمَ is the verb that we're talking about here. قَدِمَ, to arrive. Not قَدِمَ, to precede, to come ahead. متى قدم المدرس من السفر. When did the teacher arrive from the journey? قدم المدرس من السفر البارحة. The teacher arrived from the journey البارحة, يعني last night. And البارحة is مفعول فيه ظرف الزمان منصوب بالفتة. Number 2. كم قراءة قرأ المدرس الدرس. How many readings did the teacher read the lesson? How many times did he read the lesson? قرأ المدرس الدرس قراءتين. The teacher read the lesson 2 readings. قراءتين مفعول مطلق, يعني clarifying the number of times the reading took place. Number 3. من الذي نبهه المدرس للجلوس مناسبا. يعني who is it that the teacher called to their attention to sit in an appropriate manner. نبهه, called to his attention, يعني للجلوس مناسبا, for sitting in an appropriate manner. أحمد الذي نبهه المدرس للجلوس جلوسا مناسبا. Ahmed is the one who the teacher called to his attention to sit in an appropriate manner. Okay, that's exercise number 1, comprehension exercise. Exercise number 2 is the explanation of maf'ul mutlaq, its definition, its different uses, and the words which substitute or deputize for the masdar, the 8 different uses. Now, Allahu musta'an. Exercise number 2, page 240, says, ورد في هذا الدرس أمثلة للمفعول المطلق. Yani there has been mentioned in this lesson examples of al-maf'ul al-mutlaq. Yani the absolute maf'ul. As opposed to the other types of maf'ul, like maf'ulun fihi and maf'ulun bihi and maf'ulun lahu and maf'ulun ma'ahu. Maf'ul, al-maf'ul al-mutlaq, the absolute maf'ul. Al-maf'ul al-mutlaq, the definition. Al-maf'ul al-mutlaq masdarun. The maf'ul al-mutlaq is a masdar. Masdarun yudhkaru, which is mentioned. بعد فعل after a verb من لفظه from the same يعني wording or the same expression as the verb itself. A master يعني this is the general meaning of the master that I mean the general meaning of the مفعول المطلق that it's a master that's mentioned after a verb يعني from the same form of the verb itself, from the same wording of the verb, from the same root of the verb. تَأَكِيدًا لِمَعْنَاهُ يعني to affirm or to emphasize its meaning. يعني to emphasize the meaning of the verb. أَوْ بَيَّانًا لِعَدَدِهِ or to clarify its number, the number of times the action of the verb occurred. أَوْ بَيَّانًا لِنَوْعِهِ or to clarify its type, yani the type or the manner of that verb. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ نَائِبًا عَنْ فِعْلِهِ and sometimes it may also be a substitute for the verb itself. Alright, let's take another look at that. The definition of the مَفْعُول المطلق. There are several important elements of this definition that we have to memorize. مَفْعُول المطلق is مَصْدَرٌ. That's the first thing. يُذْكَرُ بَعْدَ فِعْلٍ مِنْ لَفْظِهِ and it is mentioned after the verb from the same wording as the verb itself. تَأَكِيدًا لِمَعْنَاهِ يعني what is its purpose? To emphasize the meaning of the verb or to clarify its number or to clarify its type or manner, the manner of the verb. And finally, وَقَدْ يَكُونُ نَائِبًا عَنْ فِعْلِهِ and sometimes the مَفْعُول المُطْلَق may be a masdar that substitutes for the verb itself. The verb is not mentioned, but rather in its place is mentioned the masdar. What is the مَفْعُول المُطْلَق? It is a masdar that's mentioned after the verb in the same sentence, after the verb, yani from the same wording as the verb, for several purposes, either to emphasize its meaning, to clarify its number of times, or to clarify the type or manner of the verb, and finally it may also sometimes be used as a substitute for the verb itself, the verb not being mentioned. Okay, let's look at examples of each of these uses of the masdar as a maf'ulun mutlaq. The first use is for ta'kid, to emphasize the meaning of the verb. For example, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا يعني and Allah spoke to Musa تَكْلِيمًا يعني with real speech. So here we see تَكْلِيمًا is being mentioned. It's a masdar from the verb كَلَّمَ يُكَلِّمُ emphasizing the meaning of the verb for emphasis. كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى يعني Allah spoke to Musa but تَكْلِيمًا emphasizes, he really spoke to him, yani with real speech. The second type is the clarification of the number of times the action of the verb occurred. For example, ضربني الولد ضربات. The walad hit me or struck me ضربات many times. ضربات several times. Here, the verb baraba, its number, how many times that verb occurred, is the purpose of the masdar darabat. Yani, several times. Another example, tubi'a, al-kitabu taba'ataini. The book was printed, tubi'a, it was printed, how many times? Taba'ataini, two times, two printings. Here, Again, يعني تبعتيني is the masdar from the verb tubi'a, يعني من لفظه, from its same wording, that's used to clarify the number of times. مُبَيِّنٌ لِلْعَدَدِ, to clarify the number of times the verb occurred. The third use or purpose of the مَفْعُولُ المطلق is مُبَيِّن, يعني لِبَيَّان النَّوْ, يعني the نَوْ of the فِعْل, نَوْ الْفِعْل. يعني for example, حَفِظْتُ الْقُرْآنَ حَفْظًا جَيِّدًا, I memorized the Qur'an, a good memorization. I memorized it well. So here, حَفْظًا is a masdar from the مِنْ لَفْظِهِ, from the same wording as the verb حَفِظْتُ, coming here to clarify the type of memorization. I memorized the Qur'an. What type of memorization? Was it a good memorization, a poor memorization? Did I memorize it well or poorly? يعني حفظاً جيداً, a good memorization. I memorized the Qur'an well. So here, يعني حفظاً is يعني mentioned to clarify the type of the verb, يعني the type of حفظ it was. Second example, قَرَأَ أَحْمَدُ الدَّرْسَ قِرَاءَةَ فَاهِمٍ, يعني أحمد read the lesson. What type of reading? يعني this is for clarification of the type of the verb, يعني the نوع of the verb. What kind of reading did he read it? قِرَاءَةَ فَاهِمٍ, the reading of a person who understands. قِرَاءَ يعني is the مَفْعُول مطلق, which is used here to clarify the نوع, the type or the manner of the action of the verb, of the قِرَاءَ. The last use of the مَفْعُول مطلق is a masdar that substitutes for the verb itself where the verb is not mentioned. It says وَالرَّابِعُ نَحُ مَهْلًا, this is the masdar by itself with no verb being mentioned, substituting for the meaning of an actual verb. يُقَالُ لَهُ الْمَسْدَرُ النَّائِبُ عَنْ فِعْلِهِ. So this type of مَفْعُول مطلق, مَهْلًا, is called the masdar, which is النَّائِبُ, the substitute for its verb, for the substitute for its own verb. It substitutes for the verb. The masdar is substituting for the verb. فَمَهْلًا, so this word مَهْلًا is نَائِبُ عَنْ فِعْلِهِ إِمْهَلْ. It is a substitute for its verb, يعني the command form of the verb, إمهل. مهلن is substituting for the command form verb, إمهل. إمهل means take your time. Take your time, slow down. So مهلن is a masdar substituting for the command form verb, the فعل أمر, إمهل. نائب, المصدر النائب عن فعله. Then it says, okay, so that's the first part of the first and second part of our subject of مَفْعُول مُطْلَق, its definition and its uses. Its uses. I need to emphasize the verb in that sentence to clarify its number, to clarify its type or manner, and finally, the masdar may substitute for the verb itself. The next part of our lesson, and this is the more comprehensive part of the lesson, the eight types of words which deputize for the masdar. Eight types of words that substitute for the masdar. قَدْ يَنُوبُ عَنِ الْمَصْدَرِ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ فَيُعْطَى حُكْمَهُ فِي قَوْنِهِ مَنْسُوبًا عَلَى أَنَّهُ مَفْعُولٌ مُطْلَقٌ. قَدْ يَنُوبُ, sometimes, sometimes, يعني when, one of the meanings of قَدْ when it's used with the مُضَارِ verb is that sometimes, it's not, like, doesn't necessarily mean always, but قَدْ يَنُوبُ عَنَ الْمَصْدَرُ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ. So sometimes, something may substitute for the masdar, for the, not for the verb, for the masdar, another word may substitute for the masdar, which is the مَفْعُولُ المطلق. يعني, what may substitute for it? مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ, يعني الَّذِي يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ, that which points to it, يعني which points to its same meaning. So sometimes something may substitute for the masdar, which points to the masdar itself. فَيَعْتَى حُكْمَهُ, so it takes on its ruling. فِي كَوْنِهِ مَنْسُوبًا, of being mansub. It takes on its ruling of being in the accusative case. عَلَى أَنَّهُ مَفُولٌ مُطْلَقٌ, يعني based on the fact that now, since it's substituting for the masdar, then it takes the place of the masdar in terms of its ruling, its mansub, and in terms of its i'rab, it is referred to as maf'ulun mutlaq. Yani it's mansub because it now is taking the ruling of being maf'ulun mutlaq. Therefore it is mansub. So what are these different, eight different types of words that may sometimes substitute for the masdar instead of the masdar? Yani this word is going to take its place. It's going to be referred to as the maf'ulun mutlaq instead of the masdar. And it is going to take on the ruling of being mansub instead of the masdar. The first one is words such as kullu, ba'd, ayyu, mudafatan ila al-masdar. These type of words that represent the whole or the part of something or some other manner of description of the masdar, when they are connected in idafa to the masdar, these words may be connected in an idafa construction to the masdar, and the masdar will be its mudaf ilayhi. Yani kullu or ba'd or ay will be the mudaf, and the masdar will be mudaf ilayhi. So the relationship between these expressions, these type of expressions with the masdar, is that they are connected in an idafa construction with the masdar as its mudaf ilayhi majroor. So here that word kullu or ba'd is going to be referred to as the maf'ul al-mutlaq, and it's going to be mansub, and the masdar is going to be mudaf ilayhi majrur. Tayyib, examples. Akhadhani al-mudiru ba'da al-mu'akhadhati. Yani the principal called me to account, punished me, ba'du al-mu'akhadha. Yani with some punishment, yani to some extent. He punished me to some extent. Maybe not fully, but ba'd. Ba'da al-mu'akhadha. So here the word ba'd is maf'ul mutlaq, mansub with fatta, substitute na'ib for the masdar al-mu'akhadha, which is its mudaf ilayhi majrur with kasra. The second example, a'rifuhu kull al-ma'rifati. I know him, yani with a complete, yani acquaintance. I know him well. I know him fully well. كل المعرفة. Completely. Yani complete معرفة. I know him completely. أعرفه كل المعرفة. Here the word كل is مفعول مطلق. منصوب with فتة. And the master المعرفة is its مضاف إليه مجرور with كسرة. Another example from the Quran. سيعلم الذين ظلموا أي with فتح أي منقلب ينقلبون. يعني سيعلم الذين ظلموا, those who do ظلم, those who do wrong, سيعلم will come to know, أي منقلب ينقلبون, how they will end up. يعني أي منقلب, how they will end up, what kind of return they will be returned to. They will come to know on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Another example. Oh, sir. So here, ayya, yani the word ayya is the maf'ul al-mutlaq mansub with fatta, and the master munqalab, from inqalaba yanqalibu, the master munqalab, which means returning or turning, returning, yani returning to something, munqalab or turning over, the master is its mudaf ilayhi majrur with kasra. The last example they gave us is ayya nawmin tanamu. Ayya nawmin tanamu. Yani what sort of sleep are you sleeping? Ayya nawmin. What kind of sleep is this that you are sleeping? Here, yani ayya is the maf'ul al-mutlaq mansub with fatta, and the masdar nawm from nama yanamu, the masdar nawm is its mudaf ilayhi majrur with kasra. Okay, going to the next page, 241. The second type of word that substitutes was deputized for the maf'ul for the masdar, that substitutes for the masdar and becomes in its place the maf'ul al-mutlaq mansub al-fatta, is adaduhu, its number. Yani the number of the masdar, a number with the masdar as its tamyiz. For example, zurtuhu thalatha ziyaratin, I visited him 3 visits. In this example, thalatha, the number, is the maf'ul al-mutlaq mansub al-fatta, and the masdar ziyarat is its mudaf ilayhi majrur and its tamyiz. Yani 3 visits. The tamyiz means the thing that clarifies something that's ambiguous. If you said yani 3 what? 3 visits. 3 cars, 3 houses, 3 books, so on. 3 lessons. So the thing that clarifies the number is called tamyiz. In this case, the tamyiz for the numbers from 3 to 10 is going to be mudaf ilayhi majrur, and it's going to be yani na mudaf ilayhi majrur. Okay, so that's the first example. Thalatha is the maf'ul al-mutlaq mansub al-fatta, and ziyarat, the masdar, is mudaf ilayhi majrur. The second example, darabtuhu 20 darbatan, I hit him or struck him 20 hits or 20 strikes. I hit him 20 times. Here, yani, the verb is daraba. The masdar from it is darbatan, but here the number is substituting for the masdar. Daraba, the number is substituting for it, so the number is maf'ul mutlaq mansub wa alamatu nasbihi ya, because the number is the uqud 20 to 90, take on the same ruling as the sound masculine plural, and when they are mansub, they take ya. When they are marfoon, you say ishruna. When they are mansub or majrur, ishreena. So ishreena is the maf'ul mutlaq mansub, the sign of the mansub is the ya, because it's a uqud, one of the numbers from 20 to 90. And darbatan is its tamyiz. And the tamyiz for the numbers from 20 to 90 is going to be singular, mufrad, and mansub. And it's mansub as the tamyiz. Number 3, the third type of word that is deputized or substitutes for the masdar is the adjective of the masdar, where the masdar is not mentioned. The adjective, sifatuhu. The adjective, its sifa, meaning the adjective of the masdar, where the masdar is not mentioned. For example, fahimtu ad-darsa jayyida, I understood the lesson well. So here jayyida is the maf'ul al-mutlaq mansub with fatta, and it is yani the not or the sifa for the masdar which is not mentioned. Yani it's understood to mean fahimtu ad-darsa jayyida means fahman jayyidan. So the masdar is fahman, it's not mentioned. Rather, in its place, substituting for it, is its sifa. It's not, its adjective. It's substituting for the masdar, taking its ruling of being maf'ulun, mutlaq, and mansub with fatta. The fourth type of word that is deputized or substitutes for the masdar is the ismu al-masdar. The ism masdar, yani, is a noun that's not a masdar, but it has the same meaning as the masdar, and it has less letters. It's composed of less huruf than the masdar. It has the same meaning of the masdar, but it has less letters. It's not a masdar, but it has the meaning of the masdar. For example, kallamtu kalaman. I spoke, yani actual speech. So the ism masdar is ismun yadullu ala ma yadullu alayhi al-masdar. It's a noun that yadullu ala, it points to ma yadullu alayhi al-masdar, yani alladhi yadullu alayhi al-masdar, it points to the same thing that the masdar points to, meaning it has the same meaning. Walakin hurufuhu aqallu minhu, except that its letters are less than the letters of the masdar. So for example, fattawaddu'u is the masdar, والوضوء is the ismu master. So tawaddu is the master, and wudu is not a master, but it's a noun that has the same meaning as tawaddu, but it has less letters. Yani tawaddu has ta, waw, dad, and hamza, dad with shadda, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters, and wudu has only waw, dad, waw, and hamza, 4 letters. So it has less letters, it points to the same thing, yadullu ala ma yadullu, yadullu ala alladhi yadullu alayhi al-mastar. It points to the same thing as the mastar, same meaning, but حروفه أقل منه, but its letters are less. Another example is والتقبيل مصدر. يعني the word التقبيل is a مصدر, والقبلة is a اسم مصدر. So تقبيل is the مصدر from قبل يقبل. تقبيل تاء قاف باء ياء لام, 5 letters. The same meaning is contained in the noun القبلة, قاف باء لام ترمبوتة, only 4 letters. Same meaning, but less letters. Qubla is the ism master, and it's a noun that has the meaning of the master, yani, but less letters. The fifth word that may be deputized or substitute for the master is masterun yulaqihi fil ishtiqaq. Yani is a master that meets it in terms of its ishtiqaq, in terms of its derivation, its etymology, yani its origin. It has the same, it's derived from the same root letters. Yani a master that's derived from the same root letters. And this is of two types here. The only one type is given here, but remember we said in the English key there are two types of master, yulaqi fil ishtiqaq, called the cognate master. It's either a master that comes from the same root, but it's a mujarrad verb, and the verb in the sentence is a mazid verb, but they're from the same root. يُلَاقِيهِ فِي الْإِشْتِقَاقِ, yani they are derived, they meet each other in terms of where they are derived from. They're from the same root, but one is from a mujarrad verb and the other is from a mazid verb. The other type is that they also meet in terms of their derivation, they come from the same root. Both of them are from mazid verbs. Both of them are masdars from mazid verbs, but from different abwab. Yani, for example, one may be from af'ala and the other one is from tafa'ala or tafa'ala or istaf'ala and so on like that. So both of them are masdars from mazid verbs but from different abwab. The example they gave us here is that type. Both of them is from a mazid verb but from different abwab. Yani, the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Muzammil, 73rd Surah, 8th Ayat, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ, and devote yourself to Allah, yani tabtila, with a complete devotion. Yani tabattal, yani is from the verb tabattala, which is from the verb tafa'ala. And tabtila, yani is from the verb, yani battala, yani the verb fa'ala. So tabtil is a master from a mazid verb, but it's from the verb fa'ala, battala. Whereas the verb that's used here, tabattal, yani, is from the bab tafa'ala, from a different bab. The seventh type of word that is deputized or substitutes for the master is the ismu al-ishara, yani the demonstrative pronoun, where the master is its bedel, and a demonstrative pronoun which has as its bedel the master. For example, atastaqbiluni هذا الاستقبال. So here the verb تستقبلني, yani, is comes with its master استقبال, but the master here is being substituted, yani, by اسم إشارة, and then the master comes as the بدل for the اسم إشارة. So the اسم إشارة is the مفعول مطلق for this verb, مفعول مطلق for this verb, and the actual master is the بدل for the اسم إشارة. And we know that the bedel takes on the same rule as the ism ishara. So hadha is mutlaq, is mafulun mutlaq. Because it's mabniun, we say it's mafulun mutlaq. Fi mabniun fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub. And the bedel, therefore, must also take on the ruling of being mansub. So we see it is mansub with fatah. The meaning, tastaqbiluni hadha al-istiqbal, do you accord me or do you receive me with this kind of reception? هذا الاستقبال. The seventh word that substitutes who's deputized for the master is Damiruhu Al-A'idu Ilayhi. It's pronoun. The pronoun of the master, Al-A'idu Ilayhi, that is refers back to it. It refers back to the master. A pronoun that comes after a master referring back to the master. So it has the meaning of that master, but represented in a pronoun. So that pronoun, which refers back to a master, taking on the meaning of the master, is maf'ulun mutlaq. And therefore, yani, it is mabniyun, pronouns are mabniyun, so it's mabniyun fi mahalli nasb, in the place, maf'ulun mutlaq, mabniyun in the place where it should be mansub. The example they gave us is ijtahadtu ijtihadan lam yajtahidhu ghayri. Yani, I worked hard. Ijtahadtu ijtihadan. And ijtihad, I worked hard. A hard working effort, lam yajtahidhu. No one has worked hard this, yani, lam yajtahidhu. Who? Yani, no one worked hard this kind of ijtihad. Who refers to? Ijtihad. Lam yajtahid, yani, ijtihadan, like this ijtihad, ghayri, other than me. I worked hard in a way, an ijtihad, yani, that nobody else has done this kind of ijtihad other than me. Okay, just yani for clarity, in case I wasn't clear in the way I explained this just now, ijtahadtu is the verb, ijtihadan is the master, ijtihadan, maf'ulun mutlaq, mansub with fatha. And then the sentence goes on to say, what kind of ijtihad? Yani, an ijtihad that nobody else has, yani, and a hard effort that nobody else has made an effort like that. Lam yajtahidhu. Lam yajtahid, yani, this ijtihad, ghayri, other than me. So who here refers back to ijtihad, and therefore it has the meaning of ijtihad, and therefore it has the ruling of maf'ulun mutlaq, yani, because it has the same meaning as the master, so it's maf'ulun mutlaq, pronouns being mabniyun, we say fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub. Okay, wow. This is taking longer than I expected. Allahu Akbar. Type. The last one, number 8, is muradifuhu, yani, the synonym of the master. A word that has the same meaning as the master, but from a different verb altogether. Ishtu hayatan sa'idatan. I lived a happy life. Yani, ishtu, its master is Aisha, and hayatan has the same meaning of as Aisha, so it is a synonym for Aisha. So it's a master that has the same meaning as the master from the verb, substituting for the actual master of the verb ishtu, hayatan sa'ida. I lived a happy life. Then it just finally says, and this is a very, very important point. Please make note here of this note. Yajuzu hadfu amili al maf'ul al mutlaq al dali ala naw'i. Al-Naw'i wal-Adadi. Yani, that is permissible for the amil, the thing that is doing the action, that is the action word in the sentence, the amil, yani, for the maf'ul mutlaq, the thing, the verb that makes the master maf'ul mutlaq may be omitted, it may be deleted. As long as the maf'ul mutlaq points to, the maf'ul mutlaq that is pointing to the type of the verb or the number of the actions of the verb. Yani, in other words, the maf'ul mutlaq, ad-dala ala naw'il adad, the maf'ul mutlaq that's used to indicate the type of the verb, the manner of the verb, or the number of the verb, its amil, the thing that makes it a maf'ul mutlaq, the verb, may be deleted. It may be deleted. Like you can say, قُدُومًا مُبَارَكًا, meaning قَدِمْتَ قُدُومًا مُبَارَكًا. So قَدِمْتَ is the amil. It's the verb that makes قُدُومًا مَفْعُولًا مُطْلَق. So that قَدِمْتُ, the amil, the verb itself, may be omitted. Maybe, yani, يَجُوز حَذْفُ الْعَامِل. It may be deleted. For which type of مَفْعُولًا مُطْلَق? The one that indicates the nau, the type of the verb, or that indicates the adad of the verb, not the one that indicates emphasis of the verb. Not the one that indicates emphasis, but the one that indicates the type and the one that indicates the number. It may be, the verb itself may be omitted, the amal may be omitted. Yani for these two uses of maf'ul mutlaq, the one that indicates al nau and the one that indicates al adad. Naam. And the example that they gave us of this is mahalan, yani naam. No, I'm sorry. Mahlan is a substitute. Yani is an actual substitute for the verb that is not mentioned. But here, this is yani omitting the amil. Naam. Okay. The last exercise that we wanted to do today is exercise number 3. Istakhrij min ad-dars amthilata al-maf'uli al-mutlaqi. Istakhrij min ad-dars, yani from the dialogue. Extract from the dars, from the dialogue, the text at the beginning of the lesson, examples of al-maf'ul al-mutlaq. Second, وَمَا نَابَ عَنَ الْمَاسْتَرِ, and also those things that substitute for the master. Examples of maf'ul al-mutlaq, and also any examples of things, words, the 8 types of words that substitute for the master. وَذْكُرْ نَوْعَهُ فِي كُلٍ مِنْهُمَا, and mention the type of each one of them. Whether it's a maf'ul al-mutlaq or a naib from the master, mention the type of each one of them from the lesson. And this is the last exercise. We've got to go back to the dialogue for this exercise. And this is where we're going to stop for today. And next week, inshallah, we will do the remaining exercises for this lesson. That will be the final session. So for homework next week, inshallah, you already know what it's going to be. And the homework is going to be to complete the remaining exercises. Okay, let's go to the dialogue. Look for any maf'ul al-mutlaq and look for any naib for a master and mention what type of maf'ul al-mutlaq it is. Yani, is it for emphasizing the meaning of the verb? Is it for clarifying the nau, the type of the verb, or the adad, the number of the verb, or is it a substitute? Yani, a master that substitutes for the verb where the verb is not mentioned at all. Which type it is? And if it's a substitute for the master, which type of substitute is it? Yani, which type of substitute is it? Is it the substitute words like kullu and ba'd and a, or is it the substitute that is a number with the master as its tamyiz, or a sifa where the master is omitted, or ism master that takes the place of the master, or a cognate master of its two types, or ism ishara that has the master as its bedel, or a demir that refers back to the master, or a synonym that has the same meaning as the master from the verb that's used in the sentence. Okay, so each one we have to mention what type it is. Okay, so again, I numbered the page 238, 1 through 16. Every line is numbered, even if it's only one word, even if it's a continuation from a previous line. And the second page I numbered from 1 through 12. Alright, so in line 1 on page 238, we have Kuduman Mubarakan. Kuduman Mubarakan. And we said that it is permissible to, as we just read that rule, it's permissible to omit the amil, the verb that causes the maf'ul mutlaq to be a maf'ul mutlaq. It's permissible to omit the verb with the condition that that maf'ul mutlaq points back to the verb. So here we have quduman mubarakan. Its meaning is, yani quduman is pointing back to the verb qadimt. Yani qadimta quduman mubarakan. In line 2, we have ya hamza aglik al-bab ighlaqan. Yani ighlaqan here is maf'ul al-mutlaq. Yani what type is it? Yani ta'akidan lita'akid al-mana, to emphasize the meaning of aglik, the verb aglik. Then we go to line 5. The mudarris says la waqad khafiftaha kull al-takhfif. Yani here we have kulla as a na'ib substituting for the master al-takhfif. And this maf'ul al-mutlaq is for clarification of the type of the verb khafaf, yani khaffafta. Yani what type of takhfif? Kull takhfif. And the same thing at the end of the line, it says aradtu an tukhaffifaha بعض التخفيف. Here بعض is a نائب substitute for the master تخفيف لبيان النوع to clarify the type of تخفيف يعني some reduction. In the same line 6 we have زدها زيادة طفيفة يعني increase it a little bit, a small amount of increase. Here زيادة is the master for clarification of the type of how much, yani how you want it to be increased, a little bit, just increase it a little bit. In line 7 we have the end of the sentence from line 6, لقد قرأت الدرس الجديد قراءتين. قراءتين is the مفعول المطلق منسوب, the sign of it being منسوب is يا, because it's a مثنى dual word. And it is this مفعول المطلق is for لبيان العدد, clarify the number of times the action of the verb occurred. In line 8 we at the end of the line we have شرحت لكم المفردات الجديدة شرحا وجيزا. Line 8 and 9 شرحا وجيزا, and in that same line we have شرحا مفصلا. So here شرحا is the مفعول المطلق going back to the verb شرحت, and again شرحا مفصلا going back to the verb أشرح. So it's مفعول المطلق شرحا وجيزا شرحا مفصلا, يعني it is a مفعول المطلق that of what type, لبيان النوع, the type of شرح, يعني a brief شرح, concise شرح, or a detailed شرح. The second one, مفصلا detailed شرح. Both of them are for what? Clarification of the نوع of the verb. In line 11, Ham, it says, that recites the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, كلم الله موسى تكليما. تكليما is the master that is for the purpose of تأكيد المعنى, emphasizing the meaning of كلم. In line 12, Hamza says, recites the ayah, ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. ترتيلا is the مفعول المطلق منصوب, يعني of what type, يعني to emphasize the meaning, يعني تأكيد معنى الفعل, to emphasize the meaning of the verb رتل. In line 14 we have the end of the ayat, وصلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما, يعني تسليما is the master that's used to emphasize the verb سلموا, يعني it's used for تأكيد المعنى, emphasizing the meaning of the verb سلموا. In line 16 in line 15 أن صببنا الماء صبا. صبا is the master مفعول المطلق emphasizing the meaning of صببنا. And in the next line, ثم شققنا الأرض شقا, يعني شقا is the master مفعول المطلق emphasizing the meaning of شققنا. Turning to the next page, page 239, the first line we have the end of the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, يعني قَوْلًا is the master مفعول مطلق, يعني what type, لبيان النوع, to clarify the type of speech, يعني it's clarifying the قولوا, يعني say, يعني what type of speech, قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, it's لبيان النوع. And in the third line, the end of the ayat, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, يعني فَوْزًا is the master, which is is clarifying the type of success, يعني it's clarifying the type of success in the verb فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, يعني لِبَيَان النَّوْ, the type or manner of the success in the verb فَازَ. In line 4, we have in the end of the ayat, مِئَةَ جَلْدَ, يعني 100 جَلْدَ, 100 stripes, or 100 whips, whip the person 100 times. Here مِئَةَ is نَائِب, it's a substitute for the master جَلْدَ, يعني, and the نَائِب, when the نَائِب is a number, يعني the substituting for the master, then we say that this is لِبَيَان الْعَدَد, clarifying the number, and it should have the master as its tamyiz. And the tamyiz of the numbers 101,000 is going to be singular, and it's going to be mudaf ilayhi majrur. Therefore, jaldatin. In line 6, we have the ayah from Surah Al-Ahzab, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. And don't display yourselves like the display of the first days of ignorance. Here, the verb tabarrajna, yani, is given clarification of what type of tabarruj. So this is libayan an-na'u, yani the type of the verb tabarruj, yani tabarruj al-jahiliyyah. So the master, tabarruj, is maful al-mutlaq mansub with fatah, yani clarification of the type of tabarruj. In line 9, the teacher says, أَتَجْلِسُ فِي الْفَصْلِ هَذَا الْجُلُوسِ. Do you sit in the classroom, this type of sitting? Yani, do you sit in the classroom in this manner? Here, هَذَا, the ism إشارة هَذَا, is a substitute, naib, for the master julus, with the master julus as its bedel. So هَذَا is the مَفُولُ mutlaq مَبْنِيٌ في محل نصب, in the place where it should be mansub as the maf'ul al-mutlaq, and the actual master is its badal, also mansub, because the badal takes the same ruling as the mubdal minhu. In the same line 9, we have ijlis jilsata talibi ilmin, sit the sitting of a student of knowledge. Here jilsa is the master, which is clarifying the type of sitting. Jilsa talib al-ilm, yani the sitting of a student of knowledge. So this is for bayan and naw of the verb ijlis. Number in line 10, Ahmed says sama'an wa ta'atan. This is, both of these are masters that substitute for its verb. Yani sama'an is substituting for the verb, yani the verb samia, yani sama'an wa ta'atan. Yani sama'an means asma'u, yani I am listening, I hear. And ta'atan means ati'u, and I am obeying. I am hearing and I am obeying. Here both masters sama and ta'a are substituting for their verbs asma'u wa ati'u. This is for ta'akid. Yani substituting, it's a naib, master, naib, an fi'lihi. And then in lines 11 and 12, the final two lines we have, al-ana umli, that's the verb, alaykum kalimatin min ad-dars, imla'an. Imla'an is the master that is maf'ulun mutlaq, mansub with fatah, emphasizing, yani emphasizing the meaning of the verb umli, yani li ta'akid al-ma'ana. And in line 12, mahalan is the master and naib an fi'lihi, the master that is substituting for its verb, yani the command form verb, the fi'l amra, imhal. Yani from the verb that means to slow down, to take your time. Yani mahala yamhalu, the fi'l amra, imhal. So mahlan is substituting for the fi'l amra, imhal. Take your time, slow down, take it easy. Mahalan. Okay, and this is the end of yani what we wanted to cover in this, for this exercise number 3, yani the various examples of maf'ul al-mutlaq and the examples of words which substitute for the master that's maf'ul al-mutlaq, or that would be the maf'ul al-mutlaq, and mentioning the type of each one of those examples of maf'ul al-mutlaq, or those examples of the na'ib substituting for the master. This is the end of what we wanted to cover for today, and inshallah, for homework, we're going to continue with the remaining exercises from exercise number 4. And I'm not really sure, are we going to go from 4 to where in the coming session, but at least we can start with exercise number 4 and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, so they're 12. So probably we will finish the remaining exercises for homework this week. I'll be sending out the homework exercise instructions tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Please, and you stay on top of it. This is a very, very important lesson, very, very beneficial lesson. It's quite detailed and involved, so it does require our attention. Please give your attention to it. Read over the English key. Read over this Arabic explanation even more. That's more important than the English key. Especially if you can understand it from the Arabic. If not, if you have some lack of clarity, then you can always go back to the English key. That's its purpose, to help you where it might not be clear. And then sometimes we have to read both of them, because sometimes there are some points mentioned in the English key that are not in the Arabic explanation, or some points mentioned in the Arabic explanation that's not mentioned in the English key. So it's good to read both of them a few times. And again, as I mentioned in previous sessions, reading the Arabic text or the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson is very, very important. It has a number of benefits. We need to improve our reading skills, pronouncing the Arabic, and improve our reading comprehension, understanding what we read. The more we read, the better we understand. Also, familiarizing ourselves with these new points of grammar or sarf, composition of words, different patterns, and different usages of different things. Yani, it gives us examples of actual speech, so we can improve our conversation, our ability to express ourselves. And, you know, the dialogue is really just full of a lot of benefits. Please take advantage of it. Read it as much as possible. When you're reviewing a lesson, review the English key, but also review the dialogue. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah, especially in these few remaining days from the last 10 days, from the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, in these few remaining days, and especially the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, very, very importantly, which will be Tuesday, Wednesday being the Eid, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Tuesday is the day of Arafah, and the Prophet ﷺ said that I expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the person who fasts the day of Arafah, that they will be forgiven their sins from the previous year and their sins from the coming year. Nobody can afford to miss this. If a person is not able to fast, any because of sickness or otherwise, then feed a person who is fasting, or feed several people who are fasting, inshallah. The one who feeds the fasting person, inshallah, will get a reward similar to that person who is fasting. Especially if you can find some needy Muslims who are fasting and might not have the means to have a decent meal, feed some needy Muslims if you're not able to fast. Yawm al-Arafah is an important day of the year for fasting, but the rest of the remaining days of this first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are also important for fasting and for dhikr and dua and qira'atul Qur'an and for performing extra prayers, especially Salatul Duha and witr and qiyamul layl, and remembering Allah at all times, and the takbir, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Yani in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, at home, in the marketplace, in the masjids, and everywhere, reciting the takbir, expressing the greatness and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially especially in these days, this is strongly encouraged in these days, and especially on the night of the Eid, and especially on the night of Eid and the day of the Eid on the way to the Eid grounds and up until the Imam begins the khutbah. Okay, so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success in everything that we say and we do, in doing it sincerely for His sake alone, and doing it according to the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah recognize, reward, and record all of our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, to be firm, ala sirat al-mustaqim, for the remaining of our life, until we leave this dunya and return to our Rabb, in a way, in which, in a manner, in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah كذلك, that He grant a complete and speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, that He make their graves spacious, and that He fill them with light, and that He protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and that He admit them into His Jannah. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.